Are you going back to the office at some point, or are you going to keep working from home long after COVID has subsided? It's a big question facing employees in our area, and the decisions you make could permanently change commuting patterns and more around here. A new Washington Post George Mason University Schar School poll finds local workers are mixed on whether they want to get back to the old ways of working and commuting.
Joining us live on Skype, Washington Post polling analyst Emily Guskin. Emily, thanks for being here. So let's dive right into it. Are people interested in getting on Metro or getting into their cars and SUVs to go to work in large numbers in the morning and then fight traffic in the afternoon like we used to before COVID?
Well, I just heard the traffic report, so it seems not great out there. We found that we asked people what the closest mix of telework versus leaving home from work is for them after the pandemic is over. And 26% of DC area residents, and that includes people in the Maryland, Virginia suburbs, as well as district residents, said that they'd like to mostly or always telework. And then 25% said they'd like to be evenly split. And then a much bigger share said they wanted to mostly or always leave home for work, even if it means being in traffic or being on the metro.
So a mixed bag there. How would this change a commuting pattern or a workplace behavior going forward? I mean, once we get COVID under control, and I don't know when that date will be, can we look forward to those terrible morning and afternoon commutes, or is it going to be something a little weird for us?
I mean, that remains to be seen. We know metro ridership and traffic, for the most part, has been down a lot during this part of the pandemic. And we actually took the survey earlier in July, ending July 21st. So it was before we had this surge of the Delta variant. So people might have changed their opinions then too. It also is interesting that a lot of people cannot work from home. So I'm talking to you from home right now, but a lot of people have to go into their offices. I think a lot of us have this mindset when we work at home that a lot of people have that opportunity, but still a lot of people do need to go and work in the office or at their workplace.
And is there anything else that jumped out to you as far as the poll that you found fascinating?
Yeah, we did interesting question asking if people had done things or not in the past 3 months. And 8 in 10 area residents have visited a doctor or a dentist. And a lot of people have also gone to restaurants, both indoors and outdoors. But only 19% of area residents have ridden on Metro Rail in the last 3 months. And a lot of them say that they haven't done it because of concerns over coronavirus. So people in this region are wary about coronavirus. They're adjusting their behaviors because of that. And we'll see if that changes with more mask mandates and things of that nature in the coming months.
I don't know if you guys got this granular, but is there a sense that in the morning around here, not that it's a cakewalk to be on the Beltway, but it's just a lot less congested than it used to be?
Yeah, it is. We didn't ask exactly about driving on the Beltway, but there are data out there about the amount of traffic that's on the road. And even just listening to WTOP traffic reports, you can tell that there's less traffic out there when there's not as those typical backups that we were used to seeing in the past.
Well, I always have bad luck. I always hit the traffic, no matter what. All right, Washington Post polling analyst Emily Guskin live for us on Skype. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.